earlier, you stated that when we are here from past lives, and Alan was asking about when we choose to come into this life, we would maybe choose a positive or what we may view as something that would be negative. And if we choose, let's say, a more bumpier path, is that why the Ho'oponopono prayer is so powerful? Because we're thanking somebody for playing a role that would otherwise not allow us the expansion that we receive.
Yes, anytime that you access the energy field in a way with any of the gifts that have been brought to Earth to support you, it does help alleviate the consciousness that would keep you trapped in suffering. And even when you have previously chosen, the part that people do not get, it's very hard for the consciousness on Earth to perceive. But you are not here living just one life experience at a time. Look at the way that you watch movies today, the way that you relate to musicians and actors and drama and criminals and great prophets and teachers, the way you access all the concepts of different lives. There's so much that you're a part of. The illusion of being separate is what lets you believe that you would have picked a bumpy life for suffering. And yet if you knew that it's all weaving together into an experience that is actually very full and varied, you would have a lot more peace with it. But in the illusion of separation, it can seem really quite horrific. And in that, any energy gifts that give you peace, that connect you to something bigger than the consciousness level here, the Ho'oponopono prayer takes you out of the small self, out of the individual identity where suffering seems to exist, and it connects you to something much broader. It reminds you that there is so much more going on than you can possibly be aware of. And that is how it works through frequency to give you an expansion of consciousness. And as the consciousness expands in a greater and greater way through asking better questions, by gathering more information, by remembering, by reminding yourself that you are so much more than these bodies and these personalities and these memories that you have. You are so much more than the perceptions that you hold. When you connect that field in a way saying, yes, let me connect to something bigger than me, you're literally reminding yourself that you are participating as one, connected to all that is. It is only the illusion of being a separate individual in suffering that holds you in the pain.
May I ask another?